Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Dowling of the 51st Legislative District in Fayette and Somerset Counties. Representative Dowling, welcome to this report to your constituents. While the House was very busy on the floor in Harrisburg considering legislation, and some interesting bills were voted upon, including a bill that will make it a lot easier to buy wine in Pennsylvania. What's going on here?
Well, you know, this week it was extremely busy. We had debate that went on into the evenings, and one of the bills that was heavily debated and very carefully considered has to do with the future of wine and spirits in the Commonwealth. You know, building on the success of the recent reforms that have opened up the private marketplace to sell wine in Pennsylvania, the House approved a four-bill package this week to expand those opportunities. Now, these bills establish licenses for retail stores to sell wine and spirits, authorize licensees with seating capacities to sell spirits in addition to wine, and allow private wine retailers and importers to have more control over the supply, delivery, and price of wine. The reforms are designed to gradually dismantle the archaic system we have here in our state and really to get the Commonwealth out of the business of supplying wine and spirits. The bills now move over to the Senate for their review.
Also, there was some legislation that was considered that will help to ensure that local governments can't interfere with people's Second Amendment rights. What's going on here?
Well, to prevent local governments from enacting their own laws seeking to diminish the Second Amendment, the House gave its approval to House Bill 671 this week. That's a bill I was a co-sponsor on. Although Commonwealth law already stipulates that the local governments cannot pass their own firearms laws, some communities have done so anyway. Now, as a result, citizens with no criminal intent are being placed in danger of breaking rules that they don't even know exist. So House Bill 671 would deter local jurisdictions from imposing illegal ordinances by requiring them to reimburse reasonable attorney's fees and costs to bring lawsuits challenging the illegal ordinances. The measure, which was originally enacted in 2014, directly responds to a state court decision which ruled the law unconstitutional. That ruling was based on technical grounds, and the substance of the legislation was never called into question. So, a great win for those who are legally carrying firearms in the communities, trying to protect them and their Second Amendment rights.
There was also some legislation that will reform and perhaps stiffen some penalties for abuse of animals in Pennsylvania. What's going on here?
Well, there was legislation to update existing animal abuse laws and increase penalties for abusing an animal that passed the State House this week. That was House Bill 1238. It would apply criminal penalties based on the severity of the offense and divide the types of abuse into three different categories: neglect, which would include failure to provide food, water, and shelter; cruelty, which would include recklessly overloading, beating, or abandonment; and aggravated cruelty, which would include intentionally torturing an animal to the point where it causes bodily harm, injury, or death. Research studies have identified a direct tie between animal abuse and other forms of abuse. The bill now moves on to the Senate for their review.
And we have a special week coming up here to honor what some would call the backbone of Pennsylvania's business community. What's going on here?
More than 99% of businesses in Pennsylvania are what we'd refer to as a small business. So April 30th to May 6th has been designated Pennsylvania's Small Business Week to celebrate these entrepreneurs and their impact on our economy. Pennsylvania's more than 1 million small businesses employ 2.5 million workers, with small businesses having created nearly 24,000 jobs in just a half a year, as reported in our latest figures. In recognizing the valuable role these businesses play in our state, the Pennsylvania House is involved in continuing efforts to enact small business policies, including tax fairness and regulatory reforms. Now, for more information, you can visit the website pasmallbizweek.newpa.com, or if you follow me on Facebook at facebook.com/repdowling, you can find out more about the local businesses in the 51st District, as we'll be having small business profiles and releasing additional information during Small Business Week here in Pennsylvania.
Representative Dowling, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Dowling.